What's up, everybody? It is Marcus D. Wiley. Welcome to the Designated Driver Podcast. Thank you so much for listening on whatever platform you listen. I'll continue to do that. Well, I'm missing somebody today. Hopefully, I can get some comments from my wife. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, my girl, though, all things, everything, she going to get that bag. She always got the bag. Huh? She got the bag. I'm talking about you, Miss Tiffany Jackson. You got the bag. Come on. What's up, Tiff?
Ain't nothing wrong with keeping a bag on the mind.
Hey.
You know, those have to be secured.
Come on. I mean, you know.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Well, you looking vibrant. You looking fresh. Looking like you showered.
You know, it's 2022. You know, we're trying to do good things.
Okay.
Doors are opening.
Come on. Come on. Doors open. You must have went to virtual service.
Didn't.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. Because you just sound like you heard a word. But no, appreciate you being here. Then, young lady, we done met probably about a little over a year ago. We work out together most times. She's stronger than me. She work out better than me. We have the same trainer. She also hairstylist. She do my twist and all that. So welcome to the Designated Driver Podcast, Miss Javelle Hagans.
How are you? I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. You all right?
I'm good.
You worked out today?
Yes, I did.
Was it a good workout?
It was an awesome workout.
Okay, yeah. Now how many days a week? And I want to say this since my wife Erica's here. How many days a week do you work out?
Five.
Five out of seven?
Yes.
Five out of seven, yes. Okay. And by what time do you work out? I'm just asking for a friend.
So Mondays and Tuesdays are my, you know, my relaxed days. So I go, you know, anywhere between 9 and 10.
Okay.
And Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'm there between 6 a.m., 6:15, 6.
Yeah, early will I seek him. That's Bible too, Tiff. I don't know if you
okay,
know.
Okay, yeah.
That's a scripture in the Bible. Early will I seek him. Yeah, well, yes. Well, look, thank you, ladies, for being here. Like I say, Erica. She may chime in throughout, but we got a very interesting topic today. I think it's going to help some people, especially those that are married. That's why I wanted everybody on the panel today to actually be married. But let's warm up. Let's talk. Let's warm up. Y'all ready?
Let's go.
First things first.
Other than a relative, who is the person you have known the longest and is still in contact with, other than a relative? Who is the person you've known the longest still in contact with? Y'all go ahead.
I got a handful of my throat is homegirls that we go back. We go way back.
Y'all still together today?
So, you know, there's been some dips, you know, we've all gone in different directions and, you know, we've kind of grown apart, but we all still, I would say about a handful that I still keep in contact with. We still, you know, we'll get together for dinners and baby birthdays. And
are these the ladies you do the Galentine's with?
No.
Okay, that's a whole nother set.
But one of them are in there.
But one of them in there.
Group of girls. She's one of the girls there.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, but we've been friends. I have a girlfriend that I've been friends with since I was like 10 or 11.
Okay.
And we're still friends to this day. And I have another friend that probably about maybe 12.
Yeah.
I was 12.
Yeah.
And we were neighbors and we actually have the same name.
Okay.
It's her maiden name. I mean, it's my married name, but her, you know, birth name. But
gotcha.
You know, that's interesting that that happened like that. But, you know, we've been friends forever.
Okay.
You know, they we go so far back. They know me like probably better than I know myself.
Okay. I'm going to ask something about that in a minute. Juvie, talk to me.
The same. I have some friends that, of course, I went to private school with. Mm-hmm. One of them, yes, I'm still in contact with her. She comes get her hair done and comes to the baby's birthday parties. I have one, like, friend that I've been knowing since 10th grade. Mm-hmm. She's actually the first person that taught me how to skip class.
Oh no!
You had somebody to teach you how to skip.
No, she taught me how to
skip.
Yeah, Yeah.
Because you act like you.
And everyone thinks she's the opposite of me. She's like real quiet and yeah.
But she the bad one.
Them the ones you gotta watch.
She the sneaky one.
She the sneaky one.
I love her. She's like my sister, but yeah. So she knows a lot. Yeah. Right. A lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
So the question for both of you all is, these people that you've been knowing for so long, you know, some you say 12, you say high school, whatever, 10th grade, have y'all ever fallen out? Have y'all ever had a disagreement, an argument where y'all maybe didn't talk for a while or, you know, wasn't hanging out? Had that ever happened?
Absolutely. My friend that I've known the longest since, like, I was in 10th or 11th grade, I don't recall ever having, like, an altercation. Mm-hmm. But we've had differences of opinion and just kind of fell, you know, kind of grew apart a little bit, but we still are friends, mm-hmm. You know, and still down like four flat tires. But my other friend that I've known since I was 12, oh, yeah, we done had knockdown drag outs. Uh-huh. And, I mean, not physical.
No,
right.
Yeah.
You've been salty. I ain't talking to her right now. Right. All that old type of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. We had to get each other together for one reason or another.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
It's funny. I knew you were going to ask that. I said this, and I had to. That's because there's only one time that we haven't talked. We didn't get into it. Mm-hmm. I knew she was pissed at me. Mm-hmm. I was wrong.
Okay.
So, and I took her home, and we didn't talk for some months. It wasn't like a super long period of time. And then whenever I got pregnant with my oldest son, then we reconnected. But it was like a matter of months. But yeah.
Okay.
What about you?
I have the same friends, Corey Pierre, Maurice Johnson, since 1984. When I moved to Missouri City, 84, these were the guys stayed in my neighborhood, and we've been best friends since, you know.
They've been putting up with you all these years.
It's probably vice versa. I've been putting up with them. But, you know, yeah, we've had arguments, of course, disagreements, because, you know, everybody kind of speak their mind.
Yeah.
But we've never.
No fight.
We ain't never had no fight.
I feel like dudes have fights. Like, they not finna do this. They talking back and forth. They gonna be like, man, well, you know, come on,
what's
let's
up? Let's wrestle.
Yeah. Well, some dudes do, but I'm not a fighter. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And Maurice not a fighter. Not Corey fight. But we ain't fighting. You know, we just gonna tell you stupid and you wrong. And yeah.
It sounds like a dude.
Get your little self together, homie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all that. And then, you know, we through with the conversation. Let me do one more. Do you have anything in your life? Is it anything that you still have today that you had when you were younger? Like, is it any type of heirloom? Is that how you say it? Is it any type of heirloom, any type of precious something that maybe you had mm-hmm. as a younger person that you still have today?
I don't think so. I have stuff. It's weird because I'm not sentimental like that. Remember
me neither. I'm not sentimental either.
Remember our previous conversations?
Yeah.
Like, so none of that stuff moved me to where I, like, hold on to stuff like that. Like, I remember, so my dad passed away when I was really young.
Right.
And my mom gave me the wedding band and ring that they had when they were married. I can't tell you.
Ah, you didn't pawn it, did you?
I mean,
because I pawned my class ring. I did. That, I needed.
I literally do not remember where it is. And she was asking me about it one day. She was like, "You don't care about nothing."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "What does it mean? It ain't like it's not the pressure, you know." So, no, I don't really.
Well, it did mean feel, something.
But you
it
know, did. With my,
it did. it meant
but
something.
With my daughter, I do keep, like, people think it's weird, but I do keep, like, little stuff from her. Mm-hmm. So, like, all that stuff that they, them little.
Like, custom, the teeth and stuff. You keep that.
The umbilical cord. I have a little box that, where it comes, where it's the ones rings. That fall out.
So, you are sentimental. It's just that you're sentimental with your.
My selective
sentimental.
My baby is very sentimental. So, if I talk, she would be like, "I cannot believe you threw away." Because she does that now so with like all her little projects and stuff, because that stuff goes in the trash.
Yeah.
And she's like, "I threw away my Valentine."
I was like,
the housekeeper must have thought that was trash.
I don't like all that paper.
So, but no, I don't.
You don't have
it. I'm keeping it for her.
I got you.
I really want to toss that stuff.
Okay. Juvie, you got some?
Stuff alone. I do. My dad passed away when I was 17, and he gave me, I actually still have, like, my dad used to always give cards, like, when for birthdays. So I have all the cards that he gave me, and he bought me this bird. Not a real bird.
Oh, I'm about to say that bird's still alive.
Every time I say, Damon laughs when I say something about this bird. I have it in my closet now. It was, I just like a, I don't know, plastic or something. And it was on this little thing. You put the beak in it and it kind of like it was floating. So I still have it.
Still have that.
My dad gave it to me. Yeah. I have all the cards that he's giving me.
Nice.
I don't have none of that.
I don't have any of that either.
I don't have one thing.
The wedding ring.
Yeah, right.
I don't have the wedding ring. I don't have one item from my dad that I think I may have his high school diploma.
And my mom has
but
his gun.
But aside from that, I can't.
Your
I
mama got your dad
one.
A gun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's important. That's important. I don't have anything.
I don't have anything. Like, I was thinking, what did I have? And I was like, oh, I got my yearbook. It's not even my yearbook. Erica met one of my classmates, and they live in the neighborhood where my mom lived back in a couple of years ago. And somehow she brought the yearbook.
You stole her friend yearbook?
Well, it's like both of ours now. I mean, the girl
is
at my house. Oh, listen, on display and everything. But it's not mine. It's hers. Her name Jessica. It's Jessica's yearbook. But
that is hilarious.
But yeah, I don't have. I didn't keep. You know, cause I give stuff away. Like, you know, I go through my closet. Yeah. You know, Juve, you need to hear this. I go through my closet.
Oh, no, I do hauls. Oh, I just ask Jayla. When you see Jayla tomorrow, ask Jayla how much she cannot believe how much clothing and shoes. I actually have some stuff now that I'm gonna bring.
Okay.
But
I asked them. I asked. Yeah, because she come in, Tiff.
And she's not the first one.
Tiff, she different shoes every, listen, every day. She, I mean, it's ridiculous. But anyway, I don't hold on to anything. I don't hold on, you know. Erica, the only thing I done held on to. I don't hold on a whole lot.
Sweet.
You see how I be getting them points? I be trying to get some, but it don't even be working.
She not even moving.
It don't even be working.
It's working. It's just you not going to see it.
When I'm going to see it, because I want some, I'm not.
You got to wait on God.
Oh, yeah. No, I ain't got to. Oh, now you won't go to church.
Y'all, we all churches in me, remember? You are the church.
I am
church. Oh, Lord. Well, look here. Let's jump into it. So, it was important that everybody be married today, because this is what I want to talk about. I get so sick and tired of people, you know, when I hear them express or when they talk about marriage, I get so tired of them expressing how it ain't what it used to be. It ain't what I thought it would be. And I always have to tell people, you know, you're not what you thought, you know, you would be. If you go look at that yearbook, you probably put on there you was going to be a doctor, a lawyer or whatever, and you're not that.
Right.
And so don't inflict what you not on marriage, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, so I feel like this particular topic today, and I called it moisturize, we'll get to that later, but so I wanted to ask you all, you know, what is something you and your spouse used to do but don't do anymore? It's something, what did y'all used to do? Because Tiff, you've been married how long? Oh, Lord.
Almost 9 years.
She gets stumped every time I ask her.
Almost 9 years.
Almost nine.
I'm going to remember.
And Juve, how long?
10.
So what is some things that you and your spouses used to do that y'all don't do anymore?
Like, we don't do it at all? Or we just, isn't that how we used to
Okay,
be?
Let's go with you don't do it. Let's go with you don't do it at all first. I mean, then if it's something, if you can't get that, then something that you don't do as much.
So my husband and I, whole dating was over drinks and dinner.
Okay.
Like, that's all we used to do is eat and cocktails.
Yeah.
And we even had this little hole in the wall Mexican restaurant.
Every couple got a hole in the wall Mexican restaurant. I ain't lying. Every couple.
Where we would go in there a couple times a week. We was cool with the bartender.
Yeah.
We would go in there happy and stumble out of there.
Yeah. He already know what to pour.
Like, we spent so much time talking smack, learning each other,
Now, was this before the daughter?
This was before everything.
Or this before everything, okay.
This was our courtship.
Yeah,
so
courtship, okay.
We spent a lot of time in this little restaurant.
Yeah.
And when I tell you, First of all, if we eat, when we go now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so y'all still go?
We have tried to go.
Okay.
So, like, that whole little vibe. We used to sit at the bar. I don't think we've ever dined in. Gotcha. We just would go straight to the bar.
Right.
And TJ was the bartender.
Okay, TJ.
And TJ already knew up here, you know, had the drinks ready, knew all the stuff. Just, it was like cheers. Norm.
Yeah,
So, we go in there now. First of all, we can't go into the bar because we likely got that little one with us. So we even tried like the patio section. We tried to get the cocktails. The cocktails don't taste the same.
It don't even taste the same.
TJ ain't the bartender no more.
TJ gone. TJ the move to Mexico.
We used to, but the basis of it was we used to always casually like just fall into places. We didn't really have to make these reservations and make a big deal out of it. We just would go to just, you know, spend quality time and eat and over food and drinks.
Yeah.
And we was fine sitting at the bar, tossing them back, watching whatever came on the news or talking to the other couples or people that was along the bar.
Right.
And that literally just does not happen.
That don't happen too
at
much
all.
Okay.
I don't even know if we can try to recreate those moments.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. Juvie, talk to me.
So I'm going to say it's pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, put clothes on and let's go.
Yeah.
That's that over.
That don't happen no more.
I would love for it to, in my mind, it happens.
Yeah.
Like, even if we make plans and someone's having something, or, okay, I'm gonna say for New Year's Eve, I made reservations for Hugo's for both of us.
Okay.
And I got home, I was done early enough, and the mom was like, okay, babe, we going to dinner. I was like, yeah, we going. And, yeah, the time just kind of started doing it. And I was like, I think I'm going to sit right here on this sofa. It's just like the energy just to put clothes on.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because of COVID. And we were like how Tiffany was outgoing, always going to eat, going out. We used to frequent in Third Ward. We had the homeboy that DJ. We would go there on Sundays, have drinks, and like a lot.
Yeah.
Like, and then rain came.
Bless
you from above.
Yes. See, rain came as a result of what y'all was doing.
Child,
you know what?
And so did Austin for you, Tim.
The day, the time, the moment. I know exactly. I knew what I was wearing and what came on.
Because after I was like, I'm pregnant. And he's like, you're so dramatic. I was like, I could feel it. I said, I could feel it. And I was pregnant.
Was it planned? I mean, so that's hard to say.
DeMond and the Lord planned. I'm gonna tell you. I wasn't in the Trinity. I wasn't there. He said that, because I pop birth control faithfully. I used to keep him by. On the nightstand, I would roll over and pop him with no water.
I don't need no water.
So DeMond would look at me. He would just be
no
like,
water.
No, I'm telling you.
You don't need it.
Spit was enough.
Just a hard swallow.
DeMond would look at me and just be like. And so he said that he would tell the Lord, you done told me we going to have a baby. How we going to have a baby? She popping these pills like
baby.
He's saying the Lord told him, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Showed him rain and everything. He knew it was a girl before I.
Wow.
No, I had nothing. It was him and the Lord.
Wow.
So, yeah. But I was like Mary. I had to carry it.
Yeah.
I never planned on. I never was like, I love kids. I want to have a. I never was like that. I did say I want to be a grandmother because you can get them little monks. You know, you can get them back. You can spoil them, love on them, and give them back.
How you don't want kids, but you want to be a grandmother?
I'm just telling you what, that's my mindset. I was like, I want to be a grandmother. I don't want the responsibility.
You want to be a mom?
But I never said that. Like, I never.
But see,
you know, so
is different.
I had the magic pills. I was on them faithfully.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And then I had a friend that had an adverse reaction to them. And
so you try to detox. That's what I detox.
And so I threw them mug. I was like,
she passed away.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So
yeah,
I was like, ooh, I'm not. So I was like, ooh, I'm tossing those. I ain't taking them no more.
Yeah.
still going to the bar with TJ and still carrying on. And I, you know, it literally like never dawned on me that could happen.
Yeah.
And I just was like,
TJ gave y'all a double that night.
You know, we did our normal things and everything was going, you know, fine. And it worked for a while.
Yeah.
And then one day, you know, people had them fish dreams.
Yeah.
So I got a call. My mom
Big mama.
I got a call dreams. With two people that was like, I had a fish dream. You were, and I was like, girl, I ain't trying to have no kids. What is,
you know, she was doing things to
and
yes, she was.
Sure enough, I had actually, me and a girlfriend was training for a half of a marathon. And we ran this marathon like on a Saturday morning. And after it, we went and got something to eat. And afterwards, I came home. Let's just call it 11 o'clock. I passed out. And this is not a pass out like, let me take a nap. I woke up at like 6 or 7, and I didn't know if it was like 6 a.m. Or 6 p.m. I didn't know how much time had passed, and I don't remember falling asleep. I literally crashed. And that was one, and so I crashed, and then two people called me
with
about this fish dream.
So you had to take
and I
head.
Took a shower, and when the water hit my chest, it was like they were so tender.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like,
yeah, that was it right there.
I was like, so wait a minute. Yeah. So I went to the dollar store.
Come on.
You
and these dollar pregnancy tests.
They
work.
Kill
me.
They work. I ain't never seen
They one. Work. And it was red. It did that, and immediately it was like pregnant. And I was like, it need. Think the instructions say it need.
I would have thought
15 minutes.
I would have thought it need a better place to come from.
No, listen.
The dollar store.
But if you go to the doctor, that's what they use.
They use it now. That's what I was told. Mm-hmm. So your dynamic is different. You only have one child.
Mm-hmm. I have two steps.
Okay. Okay. So I also have a bonus. She just made 23.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest son is 22. He's going to graduate college in May.
Mm.
Then my baby son is 15. Mm-hmm. He is a sophomore at Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Rain.
We're very similar.
Okay, so Damon and I used to do these the Daniel fast and the cleansing mm-hmm. and stuff. So we all, free. Let's
That's
detox.
How you got pregnant during
listen,
the Daniel fast.
Listen, girl, listen. So he said, "Well, baby, this is probably about his third time. You probably need to just take a break from those birth control pills. Just give your body just a break. I'm gonna do what I'm supposed to do. Don't worry.
He was gonna do what he
listen,
was
supposed to do. Listen. So I said, "Okay, babe, I'm just detox. We're gonna detox this Daniel fast. Now I'm detoxing. We just gonna store fresh." Okay, he was doing what he was supposed to do, but one night he didn't do what he was supposed to do, and I didn't know he didn't do what he was supposed to do till I saw what he was supposed to do was still in the pad.
Was still in
the pad. That's when I said, "I'm pregnant."
You knew right then.
So
then
he was like, "You are exaggerating. We only did it one time." I said, "Damon, what is this? A high school?" I said, "It only takes one time. We only did it one time, like the after school special." So listen, okay, so I go to Target and get like the double pregnancy test. So I couldn't wait.
Target.
That's
not dollar store.
I was by Target too.
And you bougie. Go ahead. You go to Target.
We had to valet and bring the company. Anyway, so I went to Chipotle across the street because I was getting something to eat. I couldn't wait. I went into the bathroom at Chipotle and peed on a thing. And I said, "Oh no, this got to be wrong." I said, because I'm peeing quick, because I'll sit on top. So I'm squatting and peeing. So I said, "No, this can't be right. I'm away." So I wrap my little stuff up. I get my food and
she
I go home.
She pregnant at Chipotle.
Shut up. So I get home. And I pee on the other one at home.
They both right.
I said, I called them on. I'm telling you, my spirit was not well. I said, "Damon, I just took a pregnancy test and it says that I'm pregnant." He said, "Well, praise the Lord."
My boy, praise the Lord. Look here, look here, look here. While y'all going on, y'all look pregnancy fast. I asked Erica, I said, "Erica, what's something we used to do that we don't do?"
Oh, I bet she got a laundry list.
"That we don't do anymore." And that Erica said to me, "Sex." Now, so back in the day, we used to have a lot of sex back in the day. And, you know, and I gave like, you know, because I gave like this dissertation on married sex. I think in the beginning, and I'm only could speak for us, but when I didn't have nothing to give her but sex, that's what I gave her. You know, because we didn't have money. We couldn't go out to eat the way we go out to eat today. You know, we didn't have a TJ, okay? We had a Taco Cabana. Oh, we had a two. No, I know. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. But I'm saying we didn't have anything. And so, you know, our whole thing was coming home to our little one-bedroom apartment. We'll put these couches together. You remember that? Look at us, Violet. You just bad. We put the couches together. And then, you know, we watch TV. Boom. Then we do what we going to do. And we would do that a lot. I mean, you know, morning sex, all that. That was great. But then life takes over.
Yes.
And I don't even mean with our son, maybe Chase, because Chase came 10 years later. Yeah, Chase came 10 years later. And so, you know, but before that, you know, just the grind of trying to get your career, trying to, you know, jobs. Now, you know, this job come. Now we got to get up. We can't have morning sex no more. Now I'm on the radio, right? I'm on the radio. Now I get up at 4. Back when I was getting up at 7:30, when we was getting up regular time, cool.
So you was going to bed early. You was leaving early.
Things didn't change.
All y'all little windows, opportunities. All,
you know, and so it kind of takes over. And so, and I hate that because sometimes she'll be in the restroom and I'll be like, oh, yeah, she want to do something tonight. We're going to do something tonight. I see how she getting it. It's a wrap, Jack.
It's terrible.
And you know,
it's terrible.
But that don't mean she's not attracted to me. That don't mean I don't want. And I'm just saying, yeah. I'm just talking for the listeners because they're thinking, or a lot of people thinking, oh, you know, there ain't no spark, ain't no flame. Bro.
I have had this conversation with a lot of my married friends, male friends, that's like, you know, my wife, she don't ever want to give it up. And I'm like, you making it a chore. Like, you go and grab her booty like you used to? Do you just come grab her from behind? Or, you know, is it, where's my dinner? You know, when you become married, it kind of feels like you lose the fun. And it becomes, you become each other's obligation. And it's like a job. When you first interview, you excited. You put your best foot forward. You're dating the job. You got your stuff together. And then you get to the place where you get hired. You on the job. And now you hate your boss.
Yeah.
And your boss then pissed you off. And your coworker ate your lunch out the refrigerator. And somebody then moved your mouse. You know, and it's just all these little nuances that takes place because you're comfortable now and you're not pursuing you feel like you've already
and plus you think it's gonna be there.
We all taking each other for granted.
Oh no doubt. It's a lot of for granted.
We all just feel like, okay, we married, we all have done it at one time or another day. We married, you ain't going nowhere. I don't have to do whatever. And you can and they can do whatever and it's whatever.
Yeah.
Let me say this. So a couple of weeks ago me and Erica we went to go see New Edition, the Culture Tour, New Edition, Charlie Wilson, Jodeci. We went to Atlanta to go check it out.
Was that spontaneity?
Oh, yeah, kind of, because she didn't know. I just kind of, you know, I knew she wanted to go to the tour. And when they come to Houston, we're not going to be here. We're going to be out of town. And so I was like, okay, well, let me just do something. So we did it. Man, we had a great time. We had a great time because, you know, of course, that's our music. Yeah. That's our era. We up singing. We having fun. I still didn't get none. That night, I mean, when we got back to the room, I'm talking about Erica is.
Because you was singing.
Erica
was
is. Singing, Erica singing. Is.
You didn't switch the whole routine.
Erica in that bed. Listen. I mean, she
got. He's going to blame
me. Which I really. No. Because she tired. I mean, just, you know, because a lot of time when people go out of town, that'd be the time to rest, you know. But my thing was, I looked at it, and I was like, man, we need to do more of this.
Yeah.
Because we had fun. It was a good time. And I looked at, that was a way of us kind of, you know, you know, just keeping it going. So my question to you ladies is, what are some things that you do in a relationship now, even though, you know, there's challenges, mm-hmm. there's some difficulties, what are you doing now to try to keep, you know, keep it going?
Ooh, that's hard. Yeah. It is.
We are doing better. Okay. We had to take a break because Damon purchased another truck. So were busy getting that, all that stuff going.
Yeah.
And he actually said it the other day. He said it last night when mm-hmm. we went to Fat Tuesday. He mm-hmm. was like, "I really enjoyed you tonight, babe." You know, we like been to a few concerts. But like I said, we used to go out a lot.
A lot.
So
right.
like with all, you know, everything. So we were getting back in the groove. Like he made a spontaneous trip for our anniversary. We went to Mexico. I didn't.
Yeah.
Well, I knew afterwards because I had to start booking stuff. But it was his.
It was his idea. Yeah, it was his stuff.
Which is good because so last night he was like, "I really enjoyed you." You know, we were talking over there and he was like, "We're going to have to do this more often." He was like, "We did used to do this more often, huh?" I was mm-hmm. like, "Yeah, he's talking about I got to do better." I was like, mm-hmm. So,
you too? I'm like,
I put clothes on. I did my thing. That's a war. That's hard. I did this. So
that's half the battle right there.
Okay, okay.
It is hard, but like I find that, you know, we have done more traveling. That's not something we really did when we were dating. We've done a lot more traveling and kind of leave our reality, and that kind of spices things up a little bit.
For sure.
We found other couples that we enjoy spending time with, and we kind of is positively, you know, positive feedback that we can kind of bounce and
that helps.
Be candid with each other and be honest, and nobody's like backstabbing mm-hmm. or being, you know, whatever, and we can double date and do things with other couples.
Yeah.
Those are some of the things that we've done just to kind of keep things interesting. But it's on a day-to-day basis.
Life.
Yeah. I always tell my husband, I don't ever tell you no.
Yeah.
But I don't ever say no, but I don't be feeling
but
like
I think I think our actions say no. We might
might not say it verbally.
I have a look. The moment I be like,
and anything past like 10-15 minutes, it's torture.
Yeah.
Like now, you know you didn't got yours.
Right.
I didn't got mine. Wrap this shit up.
Yeah. Wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Wrap this shit up.
Cut. Wrap it up. What are you trying to prove?
I have a look, because I know I have a look. The money be like, hey.
It's a position.
And I'm like,
it's a position. When we do that position,
that's it.
That's the finale.
That's the finale.
Let's wrap it up. God, if you don't get it, you're about to lose.
You're about to lose.
Because that's it. That's all I got in me.
That's good. That's good, though. No. And I feel that. Like, I don't be thinking, you know, like I was telling you early, you know, sex was very, very important in the beginning. I'm just speaking for me now.
No.
It was very, I'm talking about very important because I didn't have anything. That's why if you notice, check your girlfriends. They always stuck on some dude who ain't really about nothing, but he's putting it down in the bedroom. It's because he has nothing.
Digmatized.
So that's why he got to be.
He put his A game.
He got to be in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? I'm just letting you know. So when people brag and all that, that's because most times that's his best foot. That's his number one thing right now.
He ain't got nothing else to do.
He ain't really got nothing there. Yeah. That's him.
That's how he paying rent.
Right. That's how he doing it. That's why he get to borrow your car while you at work. I mean, that's his thing. And so that was important. Now, not that it's not important, it's just not as important because you got it's so much other stuff we're both doing, you know. Oh, you want some, but the baby hungry. The baby came.
That's a hard balance.
You see what I'm saying? Like you try to get in. Like our daughter, Charlie, listen, in the bed. 24/7. Just in there. Hey, Charlie, go to your room.
No.
Yeah.
That's right. Ryan, you gonna sleep in your room? No.
Mine is 7 and she's still.
I'm sleeping in your room.
She be like, I'm just gonna rest my eyes for a second. I'm like, girl, if you don't get out of this room.
Damon is like, Ryan, please. She's like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to start off in
I'm
her
sleeping
room,
with mommy.
But she, like this morning, I woke up. I was like, when did you get in here? She was like, I have no idea how I got down here. Did you come get me, mommy?
She slipped. Did she sleepwalk?
And I'm like, either you slipped. Are manipulative.
Yeah. They are. Kids definitely are.
Yeah, but them kids, they be the biggest challenge to obstacle to conquer.
For
to
sure.
Keep the spice.
For sure. Especially with the sex part. And just leaving. I mean, man, we just get up, go to the movies. You would just go. When we had Chase, I remember one time we was about to leave. We forgot that he was in the back room. Like, because, you know, he was new. He was a newborn.
So y'all dressed and ready to go?
No, we just didn't get dressed, but we was sitting there. We was watching TV in the movie. Oh, that movie is out. Let's go see it. You know? And we're like, that bar back here. You know, you just quickly forget. Okay, in a perfect world, though. In a perfect world. Like, what would you like to do with your spouse? What would you like to start doing together that you're not doing now? Like, what would you like to start doing that you currently don't do?
I think we're doing what I would like to do. And I would like to go back to the hole in the wall and stumble out of there. And,
hey.
You want to go?
Okay, maybe not a few times a week because, you know, I can't be the best Tiffany
that
I can be
once a month
to everybody else and all other obligations. Yeah, right. But a few more times than what
what's going on right now.
Yes, that would be fun.
Yeah, yeah. What you got to do? What would you like to do?
It's not really, I guess it's relations, but it's really not. So, Damon and I have always had businesses separately.
Mm-hmm.
So, our thing is once we get, like, within the next year or so, we want to do business together.
Oh, my God.
No.
I just said, oh, my God.
So, we're going to do the house flipping thing. So, good with all that, with numbers.
Good luck.
I love decorating.
Yeah.
Good luck.
So, What?
I did this with my husband.
Blessings on blessings. I need manifestation. I need positive energy.
It's going to be great, girl.
No,
watch
because,
y'all flip and make
no,
this
because
money.
We
y'all
going to
secure all the bags. Yeah. You going to have the best design. He going to have the best budget. Watch how y'all turn this stuff out.
Thank you. I'm not feeling it. No, but like with our house, the house we're in now, the mom bought the house and he was in his early 20s.
Yeah.
So, of course, when he met me, it was a bachelor pad.
Yeah.
He had like one of those old school couch things that you put the cup in.
Oh, yeah.
No. That's a hard no.
Me and Andre are two different people. We're married and we're one, but we're still two different
definitely.
People. So, we recently did a project.
Mm-hmm.
And he got the money for the surround sound and, it's enough money in the budget to put, you know, we need a surround sound speaker so, you know, you can listen to music and da-da. And I'm like, we also need to, you know, put some closet organized. Now, we ain't got no money in the budget for that.
Oh.
Like, we don't see eye to eye on the big picture.
So we've grown from that. Now, initially, because we remodeled a few times. The first time, the mom would give me a hard time. Everything he felt had to be matchy-matchy. I'm like, dude, did you see this house before I came here?
Right.
So anything that I do is an upgrade.
I just feel like men
So now he respects my vision because in my head, we both are visionaries. So in my head, I have, without even anyone else, this is how it's going to look. This is how I want it to be. So when we're in Florida decor, wherever we are, I'm putting, okay, well, this goes with this. This goes with this. This goes with this. At first, he did not understand. And I said, sir, you're not going to understand because this is not your vision.
Right.
This is
my vision.
I don't understand your visions and I don't try.
Right.
I just trust that you are trusting the Lord and I go with the flow because you are the head of the household, correct? So now after years of remodeling and doing things and seeing, I guess he had to see. I don't know. I had to show myself. So now he knows. Now when he see, even if he doesn't, he giving me the side eye, he'll say, I trust my wife. It's going to look good because she going to work. We had an argument in Florida court when we were doing our restroom.
Yeah. My husband does not.
Yeah, we had a whole argument. He was like, don't work, just get it. I said, you had the money, can you just pay for it?
My husband does not subscribe to that. Like, we have been in our house, we have recently moved into a new house about 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was renovated, whatever. Mm-hmm. So we renovated the house, but we didn't decorate the house.
Mm-hmm.
So You know, we had put it off. And finally, I was like, I'm tired of my house looking basic. Mm-hmm. So I had someone come and help me, and she decorated. And he was like, how much is the all that? We could have done this. I said, if we could have done it, we would have done it. Yeah. We didn't had all the years right. to do it. It didn't get done. I'm indecisive. I need somebody to push and make the decision, make the stuff come together.
Yeah.
So you ain't made no time for it, so this is what we're doing. Okay, so we do it. So while the lady is working, he done stopped at Home Goods and he buying. And I'm like, what you doing with that? Well, I mean, I told you, I can do this.
But you already had the lady.
Exactly. So he done got random decor pieces.
Oh, my God.
Because, I mean, we can do. She don't need to do no more rooms.
So he really wants you to five.
So that's him.
Come on,
that's
Dre. Him.
That's how. No. That's so. And that's how it's being. He thinks he can do the whole thing. And he want to me, I think he want a man cave everything. Everything is a bar.
Oh, no.
We can put a bar in here. We can put a bar cart. We can put wine rack. We can put a wine cellar in here.
Every
room. My daughter has a playroom behind her closet. We can make this a man cave. No, this is the baby playroom. We're going to leave it with her toys.
Y'all might as well hire TJ and bring him on over to the house.
So you see the importance of us having that quality time at that bar. But that's him. So we don't see eye to eye with every room don't need to have
no.
A little cocktail tray.
Well, and it's difficult. It can be done for sure. But, you know, working with your spouse is just, you know, I never really wanted to work with Erica because I want to save. No. Because I want to save arguments. It's hard to. You know, when you in business with somebody, because y'all gonna have disagreements, and then it's almost dumb or childish to think you won't take these
things
arguments
into the work.
Back home. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's why I just really wasn't big on. I mean, when I argue with her, I won't argue with her about what we arguing about, mm-hmm. not about Wollywood or Designated Driver podcast or all
well,
that other
type
point,
of stuff. Well, to your point, when my husband and I were dating, before we were married, we had two separate homes. I had my own place. He had his own place. So we kind of looked forward to those times that we would spend together. So I would imagine if you're married and you're already home together and you at work together, like, that kind of takes away from...
Oh, it could be done, but I'll just say
there's some people that
I just never...
We're not going to stop doing... these are just projects.
Projects that you want... Yeah.
Oh, no, we never said we're going to shut down shut down BT. No, that's not going to happen.
Right.
This is something that... Because, like I said, we've learned... I feel like we've gone through the growing pains doing the house because... Yeah. The money ain't going to Home Goods and get
my
anything.
Yeah.
Now, what
he's
gonna do is go
right.
to Home Depot and he's gonna put these shelves up. Now we might kind of go back and forth, and he actually is good about that. Are these positioned right? Is this how you want? And we flow with it.
Flow
so
with
I think we. Well, not think. I know that we found our niche with flowing with it.
Well, let's get to the keys. I got the keys. I got the keys. Here's some keys. You know, with marriage, I look at marriage the way. People look at they skin. Okay. And that's why I named it moisturize.
Elaborate.
Yeah. So, you know, when marriage get dry and ashy, or stale or whatever you want to see it, you know, we got to find ways to moisturize
that's right.
it. Because now when your feet get ashy, and I ain't talking about y'all feet, but I done seen some sisters, please take them clogs off. And rub some lotion.
Some shea butter.
Some shea butter. Some Jergens. You need some on them heels.
Not Jergens.
But I'm just saying. But you got to moisturize it. And, you know, and you've been saying it, both of y'all, you've been saying it, you know, the whole time. You know, you don't throw your feet away. You don't divorce your face when it's dry or whatever. You have no problem finding out what you need to do, talking to people, consulting with people. Hey, man, my skin look dry, blah, blah, blah. You know, you get that thing, Mark, get it fixed. And so I think with marriage, the same thing. But people tend to,
sensationalize.
They tend to sensationalize stuff that's normal.
No, like the idea. I think people sensationalize the idea of what marriage is. They think it's supposed to be like this.
No.
Yeah.
Walk in the park.
It's
everything
work.
Always
it's work.
Works
it's
in your
work.
Favor.
It's work.
It's always about you. Your partner need to make you happy every day.
It's work.
That is not
on
it.
Both ends.
Right.
That is not
it's definitely work. And then you got to moisturize. Like, I thought when we went to that concert, that was a that was something we needed to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we needed to do that.
I saw you guys, and I was happy because yeah. Marcus had been talking about yeah. this, like, planning it. So yeah. I was, like, excited. I'm like, yes! Like, you were screaming. He was screaming. Yeah. So that made me happy to yeah, see that you sure. guys were happy.
Yeah, it was something needed. And so y'all going back to TJ. I mean, back to that restaurant.
We're going to have to find another spot.
You got to find another spot with TJ gone. But, you know, find a spot, you
we
know.
We tried it. Because
y'all like to sit at the bar, then throw them back. And you know, and Juva, you and DeMond, y'all like to go out. But you did tell me, because I meant to bring this up when you was talking, about how y'all would go just drive to the outlet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, y'all would go do the deal.
When we went to Mexico, we had the best time. We've been to Mexico before, mm-hmm. but we went to it was like the hot springs there, so we had to fly into Mexico City and then drive. So we literally like drove all over Mexico. It was yeah. so much fun.
Yeah,
like I couldn't drive, but yeah. you know, DeMond drives. So right. it was like
you was in of the cartel.
Yeah,
the cartel.
I am the cartel.
And you know, me and Erica, we like to watch. We have shows that we watch.
Oh yeah,
you know that's a part of our relationship
yes.
now.
That was something that we probably
yeah.
do
we still
more.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
because we talk about it.
Yeah, we talk about you us know. Watching.
I don't
show.
Have time. I don't watch a lot of TV at yeah. all. If I do, it's a pre-recorded something. But yeah.
I mean, we're recording.
We don't watch a lot of TV either, but we're certain recorded. Shows like yeah. Snowfall, like, mm-hmm. and sometimes Marcus, no, we'll be 2 weeks behind. He's like, yeah. Juvie, can you please
yeah.
catch up?
Yeah, I'll be, because I don't want to tell you about that. Have y'all watched it yet?
I've been doing things. Yeah. So we'll catch up when we have so. Time, when Rain's asleep.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Well, good. Man, I appreciate y'all hanging. Moisturize your marriages out there that you're listening.
That goes both
listening.
Ways. I think that needs to be reiterated.
What? I said moisturize your
no,
marriages.
No, I'm not. I'm saying I'm agreeing. I'm piggybacking.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but co-signing. She's just saying the man. The, and,
like, yeah,
oh, both. Yeah, but I'm saying, yeah. Yeah, 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 for sure.
We, as the Designated Driver podcast, yes. would like to reiterate yes. that it is the man and the woman's responsibility
oh, for sure.
to moisturize
the wife
their
and
marriage.
The husband,
no
yes,
doubt. Yeah.
Because the husband both. Say you're supposed to moisturize
yeah.
his
oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely didn't mean it that way. I'm just saying
we need another yeah. topic because whose responsibility is a marriage? We need to talk about
both.
That.
Okay, well we'll be
we'll
back.
Talk about that
we'll
later.
Be
we'll
back.
Be back.
We'll talk about that another time.
JaVale, tell them how the folk want to follow you. Well, how can they keep up with you?
At a different you.
Different you.
A different you. Mm-hmm. And I also make hair products.
Okay.
And yeah. I make them from scratch. All natural products. And that is called the Big Hair Experience. So yes. follow both pages.
I got the big hair.
Yeah,
I got
he has the oil. Erica has the oil.
Yes, yes. Tiff.
You know, I'm not all in the social media platform.
Right.
I do have one for my business, the Prominent Group, if you yes. need any bookkeeping, tax services, accounting, financial sure. services, budgeting, credit repair. I can help with all those things.
Boom. And I am at Marcus D. Wiley. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time. Peace.
Bye, guys. Bye.